The following shiur has been delivered by Rav Meir Meisels of the Scranton Community Kollel and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Yuma Daf Nun Beis. The Mishnah of Beis says, Kohen Gadol was higia la'orin. He reached the orin, noisin es hamachta mishnei abadim, puts the machta down between the two badim, tzibur es hakteris agave gecholim, and does the avodah of Torah of the hakteris. Gemara says, B'maya skinah, what's the Mishnah going in? Ilam in Mitzvah Rishon, they say the Mishnah is talking about Mitzvah Rishon. You have a Paroiches? Mitzvah Rishon, there was no Paroiches. And the Mishnah began that the Kohen went between the Paroiches. And Elam in Mitzvah Sheni, you'll tell me we're going by the second base of Mitzvah. We have an Oren, the second base of Mitzvah didn't have an Oren. But Tanya, more brings a Brisa, Mishnah Nignas Oren. When the Oren was Nignas towards the end of Bais Rishon, Nignas Zayimah in Tenet Hamon, the jar of mon that Moshe Rabbeinu put away, Sluchas Shemen HaMishcha, the jar of Shemen HaMishcha, Matla Shel Aaron, Shkedel Prochel, the mat of Aaron from the end of Parshas Kerach, that grew, and the Argas, the chest, Sheshalchu, Plishtim, there in the Lekei Yisrael, the present that the Plishtim sent back with the Aaron. And the Gemara says, with Yeshiyahu HaMelech who was going is it, from Exeris HaKosov, Yehelech Hashem Oyscha Vesmalchuch, he understood the Beis HaMikdash is going to be destroyed, and he went ahead and hid the Oren and the Kelim that were with it. The Rambam, in the beginning of Sefer Avodah, Hilchos Beis HaBchira, Perek Dalet, says, it's really Mishnah Baiter, Evan Hoysi V'Kodesh Kadoshim, there was a stone of the Kodesh Kadoshim in Ma'arovai, on the west side. Sh'aleh Hoysi Oren Munach, after the Oren was placed. In front of this Evan was Tzinsenes Hamon Umata Aaron, two of the things that the Brisa mentioned. Ube'es Shabon Shlemes Habayis, says the Rambam Vaiter, when Shlemes built the Beis Hamikdash Riyoda, he understood Shesoifu the Chorav one day there'll be a Chorban Habayis. Bona Be'mokim Ligonis by Aaron Lamata, he built a tunnel, a place to hide the Aaron deep down, the Matmonius Hakarka hidden under the ground, a mokim to put the Aaron Kodesh. And the Rambam continues that it was Yeshayahu HaMelech that was going to it, and it brings the Pasuk. And says the Rambam, V'nignas Yimoy, together with the Aron, was also put away, was hidden, Mata Aron v'Tzinsenes, v'Shemen HaMishcha. Here the Rambam says the third thing, also the Shemen HaMishcha, just Derech Agav. The Rambam says that Shlomo HaMelech built these tunnels, built a hiding place, deep down under the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to hide the Aron in. Inside of a mosque that's built on the Mokum Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Dome of the Rock, on Har HaBayis, in the center there's a great rock, which they say is the Evan Shasiya, and under that rock there's a tunnel. And there's a story, a legend, told by the Arabs, that in the olden days when the king wanted to kill somebody, he didn't want to get his hands dirty, he didn't want to make a mess out of it, he would just send him down that tunnel, and nobody ever came up from that tunnel alive. In the early 1900s, there was some British archaeologists that were snooping around in Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to have a look at what's going on in that tunnel. So they bribed the guards of the mosque of the Har HaBayis to let them in. One night they went there, and suddenly in the middle of their poking around, somebody found out that they're in there, and it became a whole rush, and they quickly ran out of the Har HaBayis. They jumped onto the two fastest horses they could find, galloped off to Yafo, jumped onto a boat, and went right back to England. They were never heard from again. But there is some sort of tunnel going under the Mokum of Kodesh HaKadoshim that nobody's ever come back from to tell us what's going on there. Now, if you look carefully in the Rambam, at the beginning of the Halacha, he said... Now, getting back to the Rambam. If you look carefully, at the beginning of the Halacha, he said that Lefnei Ha'orin was the Tzinsenes Hamon and the Mata Aaron. The end of the Halacha, when he talks about what was Nignaz, he says, with Nignaz, the Mata, the Tzinsenes, and the Shemen HaMishcha. What's shot that the Rambam was mashmit the Shemen HaMishcha from the beginning of this halacha? So this is Reb Chaim, that if you look carefully at the psukim of the Mata, of the Tzinsenes Hamon, you'll understand shot in the Rambam. By the Mata Aaron it says that it should be put l'fnei ha'idus l'mishmeres. By the Mon it says, also, Moshe, Hashem tells Moshe, kach tzinsenes, fill it up with the Omer of Mon, Shemana Mishnah doesn't say a posik that it should be Lufnei Ha'edus. Rather, the Torah just has a drasha, L'Dereseichem. We learn out from the Tzinnet Hamon, from the Mata Aaron, that it also has to be in the Mokum of the Aaron. Zok Tzub Chaim, that the Shemana Mishnah has to be in the same place as the Aaron. So the Aaron is in the Kodesh Kodashim, and the Shemana Mishnah is in the Kodesh Kodashim. However, the Tzinnet Hamon, by them it says that there is a concept that we Lufnei Hashem have to be in front of the Aron. And Mimela, in the beginning of the Halacha, the Rambam says, what's Lufnei Aron? At the end of the Halacha, the Rambam says, even the things that Tam the Din is to be together with the Aron, those things were also nignas. When they put the Aron away, they put those things away. Now, Chaim asked the Mary Dikikash. Chaim asked, what happened to Bayis Sheni? Mora says, Maskon of our Gemara, that it's true they did not have the Aron, but they put it in the Mokum of Bein Abad. In fact, of Chayim, how do you have a Mokum of Bein Abad? She said, Mela, in the first Beis HaMikdash, after Yoshio was going as the Aron, this was the place where the Badim were when the Aron was here, because we know the Aron was here. It was here till this year, till last year, till 2 years ago. It was only 30-some years that they went on without the Aron in the first Beis HaMikdash. If you hold Kiddush Rishon, the Kiddush L'Shait, the Kiddush L'Osid Lavoi, the Kiddush of Shlomo HaMelech in the Beis HaMikdash is what's still in the Beis HaMikdash, even in Bayis Sheni times it wasn't in Kiddusha. So then I could tell you that Kiddushas, Mokem Ben Habadim, even in Bayis Sheni, is still left over from what we had in Bayis Rishon. But Zotav Chayim, if you hold Kiddush Rishon, the Kiddush L'Osid Lavoi, rather, Ezra Beis Dina were Mekadosh the Mikdash for a second time. Then, Zotav Chaim, what makes the Mokum in the Kodesh Kodosh a Mokum of Bein Abadim? There was never an Aron here. We never had an Aron here. And Zotav Chaim says, and other Achrayim also speak out, you couldn't make a new Aron in Bayis Sheni. The mitzvah of Asiyas Aron was only said once, or it could be because it's Mitzvah Toli, and having Luchas, and didn't have Luchas, so there's no reason to make an Aron without Luchas. It's not a klisharis, it's a mokum to hold the luchas. Neither achrayim speak out. Aber Zotav Chaim, how did you have a mokum of Bein Abadim in Bayis Sheni? Now, you could have said that Nunu, Rambam says, the Shlomo was making a mokum be'oimek hakarka. Maybe that means the Oren has been Koymei Nignaz, and the Oren is still, it's in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, grounded in a different chelik of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in that tunnel, in that hidden place under the karka. But Zot Zub Chaim, we know that the Mechilas, the tunnels that ran under the Hechel, were not in the Kodesh, they don't have Kedushas Hechel, they don't have Kedushas Kodesh HaKadoshim. Mele Frech Zot Chaim, how did they do Hazoz Ben Abadim in Bayis Sheni? The emissary of it is, more later on, Msechter brings Joshus, that they did Avodah Zarah Yom Kippurim in the Mishkan, and the Shiloh, in Noiv HaGivon, and the Beis Olamim in Yerushalayim. Chaim asked, how did they ever do a Hazor in Noiv HaGivon? Noiv HaGivon were the Bomis, after the destruction of Mishkan Shiloh, the Klal Yisrael brought the Kabbonis Tzibur and a Bomas Tzibur, the Tesefta says, at the end of Zochim. A Mishkan is a Kodesh with a Kodesh Kodashim, with a Shulchan, a Menorah, Mizbeach Hazor, Mizbeach and the Choshes outside and the Oren inside. That's a halacha of Mishkan. A Bamas Tzibur is a Kodesh with a Kodesh Kodoshim, with a Shulchan, with a Menorah, with a Mizbeach, but there's no Oren Kodesh. That's the chilek between a Bamas Tzibur and Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan. Mimela, Shrek of Chaim, how did they do the Hazois in the Givain? There was no Oren Kodesh. There wasn't even a Mokum Aron. To answer this, there's another Reb Chaim. Chaim wants to ask the Mechta Ilui, how is it possible to do all of the 43 Hazois of Yom Kippurim in one shot? Yom Kippurim there's a Par, Yom Kippurim there's a Soy. Each one has 7 and 1, 8 Hazois, Lufnai v'Lufnim in the Kodesh Kodashim, Achas L'mayla v'Shiva L'mata. Another 8 for each one on the Poroiches Kenega the Oren. It comes out that's already 32 Hazois. And then there's another 11, four corners and seven Altaroi of the Mizbeach Hazov. It's a total of 43 Hazois. So Chaim asked the Mechshte Eloi, how could I do all 43 Hazois if Yom Kippurim in one shot? So the Mechshte Eloi wasn't called the Eloi for no reason. Answer of Chaim, if you do as Rika Shalevim Kaimai, this is a halacha the Gemara speaks about in Zvachim Barichas, that there's such a thing as Chiluk Matonis. L'moshul, Achatas Yochid is supposed to have Arba Matonis al Arba Kronis. And the Mishnah explains in his Elma Koyman, the Koyman goes up to the Seviv, and he does one matona, one spritz of the dam of the Chatas on each of the corners of the Mizbeach, standing on the Seviv, so he's above the middle half of the Mizbeach, which is the Mokum of Dam Chatas. Chatas Yochid is done Lamaila, on the Seviv, on the top half of the Mizbeach, above the Chutasikra, and he does one matona on each corner. That's if you do it as we give him Koyman. But the halacha is, the any carbon that has Zrika Shalevim Kaimai. The Zrika was done not where it's supposed to be in the Moshul Achatas Yochid. If let's say he did the Zrika on the lower half of the Mizbeach, by the Karka Mizbeach, Kenegad HaYisoid, he went ahead and spritz. So it's Kippur, it's Kosher. But there's no dinner four corners now. Now you got a Kapara, but you don't have the halacha, the details of doing every corner and every Hazor and every spritz the way you would have if you're doing it in Kaimai. You Kippur, and that's it, it's finished, it's over. So Zok to Mechshte Eloi, if the Kohen is going to go ahead and do a Zrika Shalevim Koimai with the dam of the Korbanot of Yom Kippurim, he's keeper. Because once the dam gets to the Mizbeach, it's keeper and it's finished. And you have to do 43 Matonis, but since we're dealing with a Zrika Shalevim Koimai, and Zrika Shalevim Koimai doesn't have Chiluk Matonis, doesn't have all the separate different Hazois, so you no longer have to do Achas Amalav Hashem Lamata of this one and of that one and on Ben Abadim and then again on the Parechas and then on the Tohoroi and on the corners of the Mizbeach Hazor. So Chaim said back to the Mechshte Eloi, you're right, that's what I meant, but it's not true. Exactly why it's not true is not 100% clear. However, there's a Mishnah later on at the end of the parak. The Mishnah says that all of the Avodas Pnim of Yom Kippurim have to be done on a Seder. And if the claim will be Mishana from the Seder, it's possible. The Seder that the Mishnah sets up, which is really Gevoit on the Psukim, the Seder of the Kabbalah of Yom Kippurim is the Chatiyas Gecholim, to have the Shavu full of Gecholim ready in the Chafinas Akteris. That's the beginning of our parak. And then the Shchitas Hapar. And then you give the Dam to the Memoris, so it shouldn't thicken. And then the claim goes, and he is marked to the Kteris Lefnei V'Lefnim, brings in the Dam Par, does the Dam Par Lefnim, Shechs the Soyer, brings the Dam Soyer Lefnim, and then he goes, does the Dam Par and Dam HaSoyer on the Parochas, he mixes them, and he does both of them on the Mizbeach Hazov. Achayra, if the Seder is Ma'akev, how is it possible to do all the Matonis in one shot? If you're going to do the Dam Par, Shalevim Kaimai, before you Shechs the Soyer, so you finished the 16 matonis of par by itself can't be redone. The problem is you can't even do the second 8 matonis, the pareches matonis of the par, before you shech the soil. So how could you be yotze all the matonis of the par before you shech the soil? And if you shech the soil, then you shech the soil too early because you didn't do any matonis par yet. So Meiler Pchaim told the Mechshte Eloi that even though it's true, technically speaking, as Rikash Levin Koyme would make it, that there is no Chiluk Matonis, but since Yom Kippurim has to have Chiluk Matonis, because if you don't have Chiluk Matonis, then you lose the Seder of Avodis, so it's impossible to do a Zrika Shalom Kaimai. Miller, Chaim Blad Shver, how do they do the Matonis of the power of the Sor of Yom Kippurim in Noiv Givin? And possibly in Bayashen, if you hold the Kitchen Law Sid Lavai, they didn't have an Oren, how do they get themselves a Mokim of Bein Habadim?
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.